Nashville traffic, it can drive people crazy. But we are all part of the problem. So what if one solution to the city's growing congestion is to get everyone to drive just a little bit better? That is the mission of one Nashville native and his fledgling project called I Hate Traffic. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez hit the road with him.
There's a particular nightmare in the mind of Chris Poon, and it looks a lot like the glut of motionless cars that appear as we come around a bend on Interstate 24.
As you can see, the lanes on 24 going into town at 10:42 a.m. are at a complete stop. This is Nashville traffic for you. This is terrible. They're in absolute standstill.
The cause of the traffic jam isn't clear. If it's a wreck, that's one thing. But Chris has made it his mission to improve traffic flow in other small, almost invisible ways. Ways that hinge mostly on all of us.
We really make traffic terrible the way we drive. It's almost like what you feel like is going to get you ahead puts everyone else behind. If you're trying to butt into traffic, you call someone to slam on their brakes. Well, maybe you got three cars ahead, but everyone else got slowed down.
There's a term for that, turbulence. And it's the kind of concept that turned this electrical engineer into a hobby traffic flow researcher. He got up early to drive interstates during rush hour. He even studied time-lapse videos of Nashville congestion.
My wife gets tired of me saying the same things over and over when we're driving around.
So he channeled his angst into a website with a map that shows problem spots, like where traffic lanes suddenly end and the on-ramps that are dangerously short. It's a lot about anticipation, and sometimes it's counterintuitive. One tip, traffic can flow faster when drivers keep bigger following distances.
Some of them are related to just common courtesy and respect, which seems to be a thing of the past with some of the driving public.
That's Casey Matthews, a traffic flow expert in Colorado, who says Chris has the right ideas. And if Matthews had one wish, it'd be that drivers do their best to keep a steady speed.
And if you can even that out and get everybody moving around the same speed, a lot more traffic gets through.
Plus, he says that's safer. But how many people would need to change to make a dent? Matthews guesses 75%. That would mean the re-education of most drivers. For Chris, here in Nashville, he hopes to influence at least the youngest generation.
Let's not just cover, you know, safety. Let's cover, you know, how to be a member of this driving society. It seems like, you know, that's kind of glossed over.
Until then, he shares tips through social media. And he maneuvers his black Toyota selflessly. A little sacrifice for the greater good. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.